Hello, I'm Jason Rugard of the Movie Mavericks Podcast. Welcome to a special summer show. Every Friday, I'll be taking a week-by-week look back at the summer of 1990. This was a box office season that was amongst the most competitive and influential in movie-going history. On each show, I'll be chronicling the performance, critical response, and historical relevance of the biggest hits and costliest misfires that shaped the summer of 1990. Episode 7, July 6th to the 8th, 1990. Our first film, Die Hard 2.
Emergencies, we are in a code yellow.
Instrument landing system is down.
Backup systems won't come up.
Every system's dead.
These guys shut us down.
Attention all controllers, we have a code red alert. We just bought maybe 2 hours. After that, those planes low on fuel aren't going to be circling. They're going to be dropping on the White House lawn.
I want every officer recalled and assembled in body armor with full weaponry in the motor pool in 5 minutes. It's time to kick it.
Our SWAT team's gone.
Well, maybe they're just a little bit more creative than you think.
Start looking for a new miracle.
Who the hell is this?
We don't need a loose cannon on this deck.
You get the hell out of my office before I throw you out of my damn airport.
Wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Story of my life.
They say lightning doesn't strike twice.
That's how I spent Christmas last year.
They were wrong.
McLean, is this what you were expecting?
This is just the beginning.
Bruce Willis, Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
Die Hard 2 was the most anticipated sequel of the summer season. It debuted with a very strong $22 million, or $46 million adjusted, and would spend 2 consecutive weeks atop the box office chart, eventually earning about $117 million, or $250 in today's money, easily making back its reported $70 million budget. That made it the most expensive film of the season, and subsequently placed it third as the highest-grossing film of the summer. It was a smash with audiences and critics, so naturally, talks of a sequel began almost immediately. Rejected story ideas would later resurface as Under Siege, Passenger 57, and Speed, to name a few. But it was star Bruce Willis himself who proclaimed that the character of John McClane would be put to bed for good. That has been proven inaccurate, as there have been 3 Die Hard movies made since that comment, each with diminishing results. The sequel was shot over the course of 5 months, and Willis received $7.5 million to reprise the role. Director Rennie Harlan was hired after executives at Fox were pleased with the dailies on his film Ford Fairlane, and the unenviable task to create a worthy follow-up to the classic Die Hard fell on the relatively green director. Die Hard 2 premiered almost 2 years to the date of the original, an unusually swift turnaround even in those days, but the sequel was far more successful in terms of ticket sales. 20th Century Fox knew they had a hit on their hands, and their marketing machine was in overdrive. Awareness was high with audiences, and expectations were great. And Die Hard 2 delivered for both moviegoers and its parent company's bottom line. To revisit Die Hard 2, Die Harder, as it's properly known, is a bit of a mixed bag. The film doesn't quite hold up as well as Part 1 and 3, but the physical stunts are still impressive. The movie takes you back to when Bruce Willis was at the height of his newfound fame, and he's got just the right amount of hair to stubble ratio, and his everyman shtick hadn't yet been tarnished by his years of notoriously unpleasant behavior and off-putting nature on and off set. He still seems like a guy's guy, the ultimate reluctant hero. I mean, he wasn't even particularly good shape, and he smoked on screen. A lot. In 1990, HBO had a making-of special hosted by comedian Robert Klein, and the often-shown program was absolutely captivating to this narrator in my adolescent age. I was in awe of the movie magic being shown and quickly recorded the show, rewatching it literally dozens of times over the next few years. I still have that VHS in my collection today. That summer, my next-door neighbor, who was a teenager at the time, worked at the local theater, and he snagged me a Die Hard 2 poster, which I prominently hung on my bedroom wall where it would stay on display for the next 8 years. Seriously, it was sun-dyed and ripping when we finally took it down. Die Hard 2 features the last interesting villain to appear in the series, nicely played by character actor William Sandler. And he has to follow in the footsteps of Alan Rickman's iconic Hans Gruber from the original flick, which isn't cool, man. But Sandler acquits himself well, even though I've never understood why his character is introduced doing a martial arts kata while buck-ass naked. Aside from that odd directorial choice, the film is a well-constructed thrill machine that more than meets the demands of its eager fanbase. The movie currently holds a positive status on Rotten Tomatoes, and even Siskel and Ebert, both of whom panned the first film, gave the sequel glowing reviews. Siskel even went as so far to include Die Hard 2 on his top 10 list of 1990. I can't remember a time before or after he ever put an action film on his top 10 list. And while I don't think Die Hard 2 is superior to Part 1, I will concede that it's slicker and opens up the action to different location and has more set pieces. Let's not forget the infamous TNT-TBS cut of the picture that dispenses with the yippee-ki-yay motherfucker iconic line and instead delivers yippee-ki-yay Mr. Falcon, which is taken on a life of its own in pop culture. And that's all I have to say about that. Join us next week for episode 8 when I take a look at Ghost, the aforementioned Ford Fairlane with Andrew Dice Clay, and Quick Change. Thanks for listening.
I'm Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Gene Siskel of the Chicago Tribune. Our first film is Die Hard 2, and why beat around the bush? I think Die Hard 2 is the best movie of this early summer season. We've had a lot of mindlessly violent action pictures this summer, a lot of brainless sequels. Die Hard 2 obviously could have fallen into both of those traps. However, instead, it is a tremendous piece of commercial American movie making. Die Hard 2 combines big-scale special effects and also quiet moments with its hero and a solid sense of humor in the style of the Bond pictures. Director Renny Harlin, originally from Finland, I think he made Nightmare on Elm Street 4 previous to this. Here he's making his major filmmaking debut. He deserves congratulations, I think, for creating a convincing world at the airport. Great special effects involving the control tower and the landing field and Bruce Willis, that solitary figure out in the snow at night fighting against the big jets and hordes of mercenaries. Doug Richardson and Steven D'Souza have written a witty script too. I was mightily impressed by every aspect of this movie. All I can say after having thought this summer was not that special is thank you to all involved.